Directly across the compound came a happy blast of rock music. With glazed eyes, she watched Candace Bartholomew bound out of the adjoining bunk. Her sharp-featured pixie's face was split by a grin. "Morning!" Candy's long, clever fingers ran through her thatch of red hair like scoops, causing it to bounce into further disarray. Candy was, Eden had always thought, all bounce. "It's a beautiful day," she announced in a voice as cheerful as the rest of her. Watching her friend stretch in frilly baby doll pajamas, Eden gave another noncommittal grunt. She swung her bare legs off the mattress and contemplated the accomplishment of putting her feet on the floor. "I could grow to hate you." Eden's voice, still husky with sleep, carried the rounded tones of her finishing school education. Eyes shut, she pushed her own tousled blonde hair away from her face. Grinning, Candy tossed open the cabin door so that she could breathe in the fresh morning air while she studied her friend. The strong summer sunlight shot through Eden's pale hair, making it look fragile where it lay against her forehead and cheeks. Her eyes remained shut. Her slender shoulders slumped. She let out an enormous yawn. Candy wisely said nothing, knowing Eden didn't share her enthusiasm for sunrise. "It can't be morning," Eden grumbled. "I swear, I only lay down 5 minutes ago." Resting her elbows on her knees, she dropped her face into her hands. Her complexion was creamy, with just a suggestion of rose on the crest of her cheekbones. Her nose was small, with a hint of an upward tilt at the tip. What might have been a coolly aristocratic face was gentled by a full, generous mouth. Candy took in one last breath of air, then shut the door. "All you need is a shower and some coffee. The first week of camp's the toughest, remember?" Eden opened wide, lake blue eyes. "Easy for you to say. You're not the one who fell in the poison ivy." "Still itching?" "A little." Because her own foul mood was making her feel guilty, Eden managed to smile. Everything softened, eyes, mouth, voice. "In any case, this is the first time we're the campies instead of the campers." Letting out another fierce yawn, she rose and tugged on a robe. The air coming through the screens was fresh as a daisy and chilly enough to make Eden's toes curl. She wished she could remember what she'd done with her slippers. "Try under the bunk," Candy suggested. Eden bent down and found them. They were embroidered pink silk, hardly practical, but it hadn't seemed worthwhile to invest in another pair. Putting them on gave her an excuse to sit down again. "Do you really think 5 consecutive summers at Camp Fordham for Girls prepared us for this?" Haunted by her own doubts, Candy clasped her hands together. "Eden, are you having second thoughts?" Because she recognized distress in the bubbly voice, Eden buried her own doubts. She had both a financial and emotional interest in the newly formed Camp Liberty. Complaining wasn't going to put her on the road to success. With a shake of her head, she walked over to squeeze Candy's shoulder. "What I have is a terminal case of morning crankiness. Let me get that shower, then I'll be ready to face our 27 tenants." "Eden," Candy stopped her before she closed the bathroom door. "It's going to work for both of us. I know it." "I know it too." Eden closed the bathroom door and leaned against it. She could admit it now while she was alone. She was scared to death. Her last dime and her last ray of hope were tied up in the 6 cabins, the stables, and the cafeteria that were Camp Liberty. What did Eden Carlbow, former Philadelphia socialite, know about managing a girls' summer camp? Just enough to terrify her. If she failed now with this, could she pick up the pieces and go on? Would there be any pieces left? Confidence was what was needed, she told herself as she turned the taps on. Once inside the narrow shower stall, she gave the tap optimistically marked hot another twist. Water, lukewarm, dripped out half-heartedly. Confidence, Eden thought again as she shivered under the miserly spray. Plus some cold hard cash and a whole barrel of luck. She found the soap and began to lather with the soft-scented French mild she still allowed herself to indulge in. A year ago, she would never have considered something as lowly as soap an indulgence. A year ago. Eden turned so that the rapidly cooling water hit her back. A year ago, she would have risen at 8, had a